One of the moves that is really taking shape in this country, I can't remember the number of states off the top of my head, but I want to say it's around 20 that have adopted or are in the process of adopting something relating to Article 5 in the U.S. Constitution. Missouri now getting in on this. I believe there's three or four different concurrent resolutions that in one way or another relate to Missouri joining in on an Article 5 convention.
That's right, Dean. I think possibly reflective of some of the frustration of our constituents is the overwhelming response, not just in Missouri, most recently probably in Missouri, but across the country, folks who are concerned that we really as a nation have begun to ignore our Constitution and the limits that that Constitution is supposed to impose on our federal government. Once people begin to, I guess, be offended by some of the actions of the federal government, then they begin to talk about what the federal government might be doing, which really was improper, inappropriate. All of a sudden, the Constitution began to appear in conversations where it had not before. And so a lot of states have begun to look at Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution and the option that it gives to us. Some folks are very familiar with it and are very engaged, either for or against us exercising the options of Article 5. There are some folks that are just afraid of us stepping too close to the Constitution and that a disaster could happen relative to its continuing to be the document that has preserved liberty for so many years. Others of us believe that it is, in fact, within our power to strengthen and reinforce the constitutional limits on the government and are pursuing a number of options. Right now, in the Senate, there are four concurrent resolutions filed that appeal to the federal government for different things for them to do. There is one bill that's been filed that imposes upon Missouri the adoption of the Compact for a Balanced Budget, which is a group of states that are compacting together to make sure that the federal government does have to begin to address balanced budget. There are probably few of my constituents that wouldn't agree with that. We would move this country forward in terms of protecting liberties, or maybe I should say we would move it backwards into liberty if we did in fact adopt a compact for a balanced budget and actually require the federal government to balance the budget as we do in Missouri. There are other resolutions that call for what's called an Article 5 Amendment Convention. Those folks that may not be familiar with this, I think, would understand that a typical approach to amending the U.S. Constitution begins in Congress. And Congress proposes an amendment. They have to pass that amendment in Congress and then send it to the states, and three-quarters of the states have to ratify that amendment before it becomes part of our Constitution. It's a rigorous and very difficult process. It has been done a number of times. The first time was, of course, the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments. And then after that, we've subsequently continued to amend the Constitution as the people required it, I guess. What we're looking at, though, with Article 5 convention is one that is just for the purpose of proposing amendments. It is not what we know as a constitutional convention, which is where you write a constitution or the entire constitution is open for debate and for revision. The Article 5 was put there, according to some of the writings in the Federalist Papers and other writings that we have from the founders. It was put there because our founders realized that there might be a time when the imposition of government at the federal level would become onerous to us and would violate a Constitution, or at least would impose things upon us that should have been protected in the Constitution. And at those times, when we're dealing with the power of Congress, it's difficult to envision Congress restraining itself. If we're in that position, it's because Congress has refused to constrain itself according to the Constitution. It's at that point where we are told that it's our duty to then rise up and stop that government from abusing their powers and reimpose those limits. And Article 5 was put there, according to those that understood it best, for that purpose. It allows the states to initiate the process instead of the federal government. It's a totally different process. The states, it takes 38 states to actually open up one of these amendment conventions. There has to be a prescriptive agenda for the convention, and members are appointed these commissioners are appointed by the states and are sent to work on these amendments. The only role that Congress has in the initiation of that amendment convention is if, in fact, the 38 states or limit is achieved, then those 38 applications are sent to the U.S. Congress. Congress is then required by the Constitution to call a convention and to advertise the time and the place. That's their only duty. They have nothing to say about what happens. They have nothing to say about what rules are followed. The states have full control of all of that, and it's done by the states. We set the rules for our own commissioners that are sent. We are the ones that put restrictions on them and put penalties if they violate those restrictions. And some of the penalties that have been proposed over the last 2 or 3 years in similar offerings from the House especially have been pretty severe, even to the extent of a felony, if a commissioner is sent to one of these conventions and violates the directions of the state legislature. So I personally think there is almost no risk of abusing our Constitution through this process, but I think that we are in the kind of a situation now that we really do need to exercise our protections, and the states are going to have to say, I'm sorry, you can't go in some of these places. We are putting up a barrier and reinforcing the barriers that are already there and saying this far but no further.
I think that's been one of the concerns for a long time in calling such a convention, a constitutional convention, is that there was a fear of what happened the first time would happen again, where it was a complete rewrite.
That's right. The con is a term that frequently is used, which just means constitutional convention. And there's lots of articles out there. There's lots of opposition from Eagle Forum, from Phil Schlafly. I consider us friends. I have utmost respect for Phyllis. I don't think that she is right on this issue. I think she still is seeing it as a con, not as an amendment convention, an Article 5 convention. But that's one of those areas where you don't always agree with your friends, and you have to do what you believe is right. And I do believe that there are two advantages to pursuing these resolutions and legislation. One is that we may, in fact, actually be able to achieve the 38 states and move into an amendment-type convention and write a balanced budget amendment or some other very effective limit on the federal government. The other is we are seeing a much raised discussion level and awareness level of why our Constitution is there, why it's important, why we, I guess, as a constituency, own that Constitution. The federal government doesn't own the Constitution. The courts don't own the Constitution. Constitution belongs to the people. It is really of the people, by the people, and for the people. We have turned that upside down and made it of the people, by the people, and to the people. And I think Article 5 gives us the option as states to say we are banding together to say this is not the government that we agreed to, and we demand that it return to its roots.